The closer you look at the limits of politicians' knowledge, the stronger the case becomes for them to leave us alone. Hi, I'm Charles Goyette. Here's a story about Harry Truman that I hadn't known, but I'm not surprised to learn. Peggy Noonan writes in the Wall Street Journal that when Truman left office for home in Independence, Missouri in 1953, he had no idea how he would continue to earn a living. He got a big book contract, but that didn't really make him a lot of money for a number of reasons. There was the cost of staff, writers, researchers, office rent. But the former president was especially shocked that he had to pay 67% federal and state income taxes. Noonan writes, Truman had supported high tax rates for broad government services pretty much all of his political life. There was a sense in his letters that this was the first time he personally felt the cost of the policies that he had professed. He called the tax rates crushing. I've called this the George McGovern syndrome. After being out of office for years, the big government, big spending former senator and 1972 Democratic presidential candidate bought and ran a 150-room hotel in Stratford, Connecticut. The hotel went bankrupt in less than 3 years. McGovern later wrote that he'd wished he'd had that experience before he served in public office and that it would have made him a better senator. Looking back on his business experience, McGovern cited a health insurance package that by 1992, when he wrote about it, would have cost $150,000 per employee on top of salaries and other benefits, he wrote. There would have been no reasonable way for us to absorb or pass on these costs. Now, it's one thing to not fully realize the costs of the burdens that these politicians impose on the people, but I will tell you that some members of the governing classes have taken this indifference to a new and shameful level. In an appearance on the David Letterman Show during his re-election campaign in 2012, President Obama was asked by Letterman how big the national debt is. The president didn't know. This is the single biggest indicator of the solvency of the United States. How big is the national debt? The president didn't know. When the question was reposed by Letterman, Obama tried to deflect it with the old Keynesian talking point that it really didn't matter because we owe it to ourselves, he said. Huh? Foreign creditors like China and Japan, they don't count. We owe it to ourselves. I'm still indignant about a little episode in June when Obama announced an election vote-buying goodie for up to 5 million student loan borrowers. This was an executive decision to cap certain repayments. The president didn't know and couldn't say how much his initiative would cost. We actually don't know the cost yet, Education Secretary Arne Duncan answered for the administration. We'll figure that out on the back end. All of this is good reason to get rid of pensions and all the other benefits for the governing classes. Let them return to public life and, like Harry Truman, be forced to live under the conditions that they have created. For your freedom and prosperity, I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.